All right. So I'm talking with Earl from the Steadies this morning. Now, Earl, you guys have had a very busy last year. What have you guys been up to? You've been hitting a lot of spots lately.
Hey, Stacey. Yes, we have. It's been a pretty exciting year ever since the new year turned. You know, we just played a massive festival in Fernie this weekend. Nice. There was a few thousand out there, and it was like plus 18, which was ridiculous for this time of year.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, it was so much fun. We've done some big shows in a lot of the mountain towns. We played in Banff for New Year's Eve, and there was thousands there too. So yeah, we've been having the good fortune of playing some big shows. Some coming up this summer. We get to share the stage with Gwen Stefani from No Doubt.
I saw. That's amazing.
Yeah. And we finally got into the Calgary Stampede to be on the big stage, on the Coca-Cola stage.
Oh, right on.
So we're doing that. Yeah, that's July 12th for anyone that wants to come to that. And we actually just finished recording our new album at the National Music Center here in Calgary. It's where I am right now. We just finished the last couple of days, actually. So lots of exciting stuff coming up. And then this weekend, we got a couple big shows in hometown in Saskatoon.
Yeah, and that's what, of course, we're talking about. The Pink Wig Foundation is having their big gala on Saturday. Yep. And you guys are going to be the musical guest for the night, which is always super exciting. You've played the Pink Wig Gala before.
Yes.
And so how long have you guys actually been involved with Pink Wig?
We probably did it the first time in 2015, I think. Mm-hmm. So almost 10 years. And then we did it again last year. But this year is going to be different. It's really, they really kicked it up a notch. It's at TCU.
Mm-hmm. New venue.
So it's a new venue, much bigger. And it's actually almost sold out.
Yes.
But there are still a few tickets left. I just talked to the organizers today. And so if anyone wants to pick up their ticket and support a great cause, just head to pinkwig.ca. And I think there's a handful left.
Nice.
So people still want to come.
And I'm pretty excited because I am emceeing the gala. I've been emceeing the gala for, gosh, I feel like it's 6 years or something like that. It is such an amazing charity. And the way that they do their money, their fundraising, I should say, is they give grants to people, to women who are going through cancer treatment. And it gives them that financial ease to go through, you know, an absolutely crazy situation with just a little bit of comfort on the financial side. So, yeah, we're excited to raise money for them. What makes for you guys performing here in Saskatoon so special?
Well, hometown shows are always special because we actually don't do them very often, and that's sort of on purpose. We want it to be special when we come home to play. So I think that's the main thing, just to keep people excited, because you know how it is. If you play too much, you know, it's not, people can kind of take it for granted. So you know, it's nice that we're busy on the road and touring all the time. So hitting other cities all over the place. So yeah, getting to come home just feels like a nice homecoming welcome almost.
Yeah, for sure.
When we play. And this weekend will be great for that. And we're actually playing during the day as well. Since it's 4:20, we're doing a special acoustic appearance at Prairie Records on Broadway.
Oh, cool.
So if anyone wants to pop by there too, they're more than welcome to come. It's 19 plus, obviously.
Yeah.
And just a good way to kind of warm up. And then we're going to head straight to TCU after that. And I'll see you there.
Yeah, for sure.
There and see.
Excellent. And you guys also have, like you said, you had recorded a new album and you've got some new music. So is that going to be a big feature on Saturday?
I think so. I think we're going to play at least two brand new ones that I think everyone's going to love. We tested them out in Fernie, and the funny thing is that after we were done the show, I had so many people come talk to me, just fans and new fans, and all they talked about were the two new songs we played. So
nice.
That was a great sign. Yeah, it's a great sign.
Yeah, getting some love on the new music always feels good, hey?
Oh, yeah. That's when you know it's going to be the right songs, and people are going to really love the new record.
Absolutely. But then there's also something too about, you know, the classics, the ones that everybody loves, and you get to play those songs for people too. And it feels good for everybody, right?
feel good for everybody. And we've got a lot of music out there. So we got a lot of songs to choose from now in our set. So it's sometimes hard to decide what to play. We have too much music now.
Yeah. What a problem to have, hey?
It's pretty great.
All right. One more time. If people do want to snag some tickets to see you guys performing at the Pink Wig Gala, where can they head?
Yeah, it's shaytupinkwig.ca, or you can get up their social media too. And we'll see you at the show.
Awesome. That sounds great. I cannot wait. I am so pumped for this.
Me too. I'm so excited. I love everyone involved. And I actually did know Tracy personally too, who they based the whole premise of the foundation on.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit more special too for me, just to have that personal touch to me.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Earl. We're really looking forward to the Steady's plan this weekend at the Pink Wig Gala at TCU Place. Thanks so much for chatting with me this morning.
Of course, Daisy. I'll see you soon.